And stormy weather has been making its way down the country. Thunderstorms and heavy rain have begun lashing the North Island, with more forecast for both islands. We're crossing first to Taranaki, which has seen heavy flooding in some areas already. Slippers being cleared from State Highway 3 at Tangahoe, south of Hawera. And there are many flooded areas on other parts of State Highway 3. And on State Highway 45, surface flooding has been reported at multiple locations between Okato and Opunaki. And in New Plymouth, it's been a busy morning for the principal of St Joseph's Primary School, Mike Dowd, who joins me. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for joining us.
That's all right. We've dried out now a little bit, so ready to go.
Have you? It's just a big downpour in Auckland. I just popped out to move my car. It was quite refreshing, actually, but not exactly what you've had this morning. Has it been intense?
Oh, it was. It was. It really was that sort of hour, an hour and a half between, well, probably from about 7:30 to about 9:30 it was. So we had a river breach its banks and had a road closed and, you know, people arriving at that time. Just it all sort of happened at once. So it was a bit chaotic, but we got there this morning.
What river is that?
It's the Mungawatuku.
Yes, and so how did that affect the school?
Well, we had one end. We're sort of in between two main roads, so the thoroughfare road was cut off right in the middle. So we just had a little bit of congestion with people coming with children and those sorts of things too. So we had teacher aides and caretaker and those, and myself down there. We were ferrying kids out of cars and trying to just keep traffic moving and getting kids into school safely this morning.
Gee, that's chaos for you.
Yeah.
Where is St Joseph's situated?
So we're right opposite the Paratutu Bowling Club, and they've currently still got all their greens underwater, so they'll be frustrated over there. And sort of over by the port, so on the western side of New Plymouth.
So how bad has the flooding been in terms of ferrying children, pupils out of cars and things? How deep was it?
Yeah, it was up to car doors, so that happened pretty quickly. So we had a couple of parked cars that had water sort of up, you know, three quarters of the way up the tyres and those sorts of things too. So neighbours were very helpful and, you know, people sort of just preempted closing the road off, really put some cones out. And the council were excellent, got there really quickly to support us as well. So it was great.
That was amazing that the cones stayed put.
Yeah, well, actually the ones we had out to mark the yellow lines, as you do outside of school, they floated away. So we've retrieved most of those, we think.
Quite exciting for the pupils. I know it really isn't, but it is. Yeah. I remember when I was a child, we had a flood where I went to primary school and it was actually quite momentous.
Yeah, well, there's been some pretty good writing already this morning around the flood, so pretty excited and being carried by different people across the road and all those sorts of things too. We've actually given parents the option to come and grab kids from about half an hour ago so that we could just sort of alleviate the congestion at the end of the day. It looks like we've got some more rain coming in, so the river will pop up on the road again pretty quickly with more rain. So we've just taken that step today and we've probably got about half the school who have cruised off for the afternoon now, and the rest will stay just with parent commitments elsewhere, so that's fine.
How many pupils have you got at St Joseph's Primary School?
308 as of today.
308, and half of them are there and half of them have gone. So if they can't pick, the parents can't pick up the children, you'll just look after
that's
them
fine.
Till school finishes
it was
normally.
It's just about alleviating congestion at the end of the day. Like I said, we've sort of just got this little thoroughfare road we're on and there'll be a lot of cars in around that area. The nature of the weather, we haven't had as many kids bike and walk as usual. So it was just that step of just trying to just be a little bit safer at the end of the day. And parents have done really well around that. But apart from that, all our normal road patrol and our walking buses and all those sorts of things will happen in after-school care. All those things will still happen today as usual.
And when was the last time that you saw flooding like this?
I think it's about 2 years ago, just talking to neighbours. So it used to be a little bit more often, but there's actually been some flood sort of control work done by the council, and so that seems to have alleviated things. But the rain today, I don't think it would matter what you did, we would have had flooding somewhere. And our school and our neighbouring school, Devon Intermediate, are both set up to basically, the floodwaters come across our fields rather than onto the neighbouring houses. So all that stuff worked today and protected the homes.
That's good. And what about the rain now? It's lighter now, but is
it's lighter now. But the rain radar shows we've got some heavy stuff coming after lunch. So we'll just see what comes with that.
After lunch? It's after lunch now.
Oh, it is too. Not in my world. 1:30 is after lunch.
Oh, you're in your lunch break at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic, Mike. Well, good luck with the plans for this afternoon. And tomorrow's school is normal. You'll just keep an eye on the flooding and see what happens.
Yeah, school is normal. We've got a few new little roof leaks we'll take care of, and we'll see how we go tomorrow. But, no, thanks for calling, and nice to chat.
Yeah, you too. Recommending gumboots. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Cheers.
Okay, bye.
Thank you very much. That's the principal of St. Joseph's Primary School, Mike Dowd, still having his lunch break. It's now 18 minutes past one, and joining me now is NIWA meteorologist Ben Knoll to let us know what we can expect for the rest of the day. Hi, Ben.
Kia ora, Catherine. How are you?
Good. What's on the way for us?
Oh, look, there are downpours scattered about the North Island. Pockets of heavy rainfall, whether it's Taranaki, we were just chatting about that on air. We see in Stratford there's been about 90 millimeters so far today. That's since midnight. So that's about 60% of the November normal in less than a day's time. So quite significant totals across parts of the North Island, looking at, in particular, that New Plymouth, Taranaki area, as well as the South Waikato that was hit hard just a little while ago. So wouldn't be surprised to see some pockets of surface flooding south of Hamilton. And then Auckland as well, some lightning strikes in the Manukau Harbor more recently. So we saw some intense rainfall move through Auckland, especially West Auckland, say, over the last hour or two.
And you have a NIWA emoji forecast now on Twitter, and there's a lot of rain featuring on it.
Yeah, indeed. Every morning, about 6:30 a.m., our supercomputer gets to work and produces an emoji forecast that covers all of New Zealand. So that's at NIWA Weather on Twitter. If you want a quick overview of the weather for the day, you can see it there. And in fact, today, there's rain emojis covering the North Island and Upper South Island. And that speaks to the outlook for today, which, again, is expected to have localized heavy pockets of rainfall. So places like Auckland, there's probably going to be more over the next couple of hours as we look toward Taranaki and New Plymouth. There's some that's going to come on shore here over the next hour or two. So after quite a wet morning and early afternoon, there's more to come. And that's spread right across the Central Plateau over toward Gisborne and Hawke's Bay as well. So areas that don't necessarily need the rainfall after what happened earlier in the month are certainly going to see some heavy rain in spots this afternoon.
And where are you seeing thunderstorms, Ben?
Yeah, so we've seen about 500-600 lightning strikes in the New Zealand region so far today. Many of those occurred offshore, but we've seen some in Auckland, especially West Auckland, as well as south of Hamilton, so near Te Awamutu and Te Kuiti, down, and then also down toward Mount Taranaki, south of New Plymouth. So certainly I'm looking to my right, and I see some active lightning on the map right now, again across the Waikato region. So there's more to come here as we work our way through the afternoon and the overnight hour. So if you're driving around anywhere in the North Island, be vigilant and remember not to drive through, you know, water-covered roadways. That's quite important.
And we were just speaking there to a principal in New Plymouth, and that was definitely flash flooding. So that's a risk as well, isn't it?
Yeah, when we have rainfall rates like we have today, have been anywhere from about 15 to 25 millimeters per hour, basically it can all be absorbed by the ground and it runs off. And if it falls heavily enough, well, that can lead to flash flooding. And that would have been observed here in parts of Taranaki today. And it can occur in other regions over the course of the afternoon here with the active weather persisting. So it's quite widespread, and the flooding itself happens only in very localized areas. So, you know, it's tough to pinpoint exactly where that will occur, but as we saw today, it can happen and it will happen, and it's something we need to be aware of as we work our way through the rest of the afternoon and evening.
And what about the South Island? Are they escaping this weather?
Well, in large part, but if you are listening from Marlborough or the top of the South Island, North Canterbury, you'd say, no, it's raining, and in spots it's raining hard. So generally north of Christchurch is where the persistent rain is, so probably even further north there, Kaikoura, into Marlborough. So really the best weather today, and has been the case for actually much of November, has been the lower part of the South Island. I'm looking at our time-lapse camera, which is based in central Otago, Lauder to be precise, and I see a beautiful day in central Otago, and that would also be the case for Southland as well. And with our climate driver called La Nina, As we work our way through the summer season, this will probably be one of the pick regions of the country in terms of traveling and seeing extended periods of dryness and sunshine. That's the lower and western part of the South Island. Now, of course, we don't want too much good weather. Too much of a good thing can lead to things like meteorological drought. So for now, we don't have that. But certainly keeping an eye on the potential for dryness in the lower part of the South Island.
And Ben, just out of interest, we're obviously nearing the end of spring now. What's the overall outlook for summer?
Yeah, so I will say this. Spring is going to end with a flurry of weather activity around New Zealand. So over the next week to 10 days, it does look quite busy. So keep that in mind. What you experience one day may not be indicative of what's coming the next day. So keep an eye on those weather forecasts over the next short while. But as we work our way into summer, that's coming up fast, it does look like we'll see a trend in a more settled direction overall for the country. So as we work our way, say, into the second week of December, that could come with more persistent warmth. And our coastal ocean temperatures, especially around the North Island, are very warm for the time of year. We actually have marine heat wave conditions in the upper part of the North Island. And that can help to amplify those air temperatures that we experience on land. So overall, it's looking like summer is probably going to be a warm one and also humid for parts of the North Island.
What about the South?
Yeah, so the South Island. It's really the lower part of the South Island that'll probably be most persistently, let's say, tranquil through the season.
That's
overall.
A good word.
So maybe a bit of a flip compared to last summer, where it was really the North Island and Upper South Island that experienced the long dry spells and, of course, the large-scale adverse event that was associated with the drought. So compared to last year, the chances for rainfall a little bit higher in the North Island, and overall a little bit lower in the southern half of the South Island.
And it's a long way out, I know, Ben, but I've been urged to ask you, will we be getting out the barbecue for Christmas Day, or will we be huddled inside?
Well, it depends on where you're located. So while we can't talk specifics just yet, the overall trend would be for, if patterns are consistent with La Nina, that the North Island has a slightly higher chance to be, unsettled, cloudy, maybe some rain. And the South Island, particularly south of Christchurch, would have the better odds for seeing a nicer day. But, look, you give me a call in a couple weeks' time, and I'm happy to give some more specific information on that. But rest assured, someone somewhere will be able to bring out their barbecue.
Very good. Well, in keeping with your emoji forecast, prayer hands. And thanks for talking to us.
Cheers. Have a great day.
That's Ben Knoll from Niue.